Welcome to the EV Podcast, where today, April 23rd, 2024, we're exploring the latest breakthroughs in electric vehicles and the evolution of charging station technology. Strap in, listeners, because the tales of soaring gasoline prices are nothing compared to the electrifying world of electric vehicles and their trusty sidekicks, the charging stations. Imagine cruising past every gas station, their prices a blur. One moment, it's $3.27, the next, $3.45. But you're unfazed, gliding in your sleek electric vehicle. Yet here's the catch. Charging an EV isn't as simple as juicing up your trusty smartphone overnight. I recently took the Ford F-150 Lightning for a spin, a vehicle that sounds more like a superhero's tool than a truck, and the experience was eye-opening. Here's a tip. Avoid charging your electric steed when the battery's above 50%. Why? Because charging efficiency plummets faster than my dreams of social media fame post-30. Aim for below 50% to charge quickly and efficiently, much like savoring the first refreshing sips of a cold beer. Now, here's a head-turner. Charging your EV at home can slash your annual fuel costs from a staggering $1,117 to a mere $485. That's a compelling reason to join the electric revolution, isn't it? But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Home charging isn't a simple plug-and-play affair. Installing a super-fast Level 3 charger is a no-go without a certified electrician on hand. Most of us settle for the Level 1 charger, which charges at a pace that would make a sloth yawn. And time becomes your new currency, as charging your EV can be an overnight endeavor. Consider this. Charging your EV during off-peak hours can save you money, much like buying avocados when they're in less demand at the supermarket. And for the extra mile, some electric companies offer incentives like reduced rates for off-peak charging or credits to help you install a faster home charger without draining your wallet. It's like stumbling upon a discount code for your next online shopping spree, but for your car. So while the thought of ditching gas guzzlers is tempting, embracing the EV lifestyle means getting acquainted with the nuances of electricity consumption, charger types, and a dose of patience. But isn't saving the planet and your wallet worth the wait? Just remember to charge efficiently and effectively, my electrifying friends. Oh boy, electric vehicles, or EVs as the trendsetters call them, are strutting their stuff as the future of transportation, and they just might be right. With our complicated relationship with fossil fuels, EVs offer a breath of fresh, unpolluted air. Picture a utopia where the air is pristine, the foliage lush, and the cars whisper quiet, reminiscent of those tense family dinners. This EV paradise isn't a distant dream. The early adopters, flaunting their latest Teslas on social media, are no longer the sole drivers of these marvels. The EV landscape has undergone a transformation, and now the everyday consumer can switch to a greener ride without the luxury price tag. The catalyst for this change? The emergence of more affordable electric vehicles. Automakers have realized that not everyone has a money tree in their backyard. Now let's tackle the big question, charging stations. Where do I charge if I'm not at home, you wonder? Well, as of 2023, Maine alone boasts 435 charging spots. And thanks to federal funding, we're on track to see even more across the USA. By 2026, finding a charging station could be as common as spotting a Starbucks. Concerned about costs? Hold on to your wallets because you could get up to $7,500 in federal tax credits for new EVs and up to $4,000 for used ones. It's like the car buying equivalent of Black Friday minus the chaos. And for those who think EVs are more expensive to maintain, think again. With fewer mechanical parts, they require less maintenance. So while your neighbor frets over their latest car repair bill, you could be cruising by, financially unscathed. Safety-wise, EVs are on par with, if not safer than, their gasoline counterparts. And no, they're not spontaneously combusting more than any old car. It's time to update our perceptions. And for those concerned about overseas manufacturing, the US is incentivizing domestic production. We're talking jobs and a more balanced international economic presence. So in the green corner, we have EVs, slashing emissions, and fattening wallets. Why would we even consider going back to the smoggy alternative? Stay tuned if this conversation has sparked your interest, because we're just getting charged up. Hold on to your steering wheels, because we're speeding into the fast lane with Ferrari under the leadership of their new CEO, Benedetto Vigna. Vigna, a tech whiz from the semiconductor world, is giving Ferrari a much-needed software upgrade. He's streamlined the company's structure, cutting through red tape like a Ferrari on the Nürburgring. Vigna has reduced the corporate hierarchy, making the CEO just a few calls away, rather than buried under layers of management. Vigna believes in agility, especially as the EV market accelerates. He's also a proponent of lean teams, where each member's contribution is vital. This approach is resonating with Wall Street, as Ferrari's stock has soared since Vigna took the helm. Ferrari is also preparing to launch its first electric car by the end of 2025, signaling that even the titans of luxury sports cars are plugging into the future. Under Vigna's leadership, Ferrari is not just shifting gears, they're overhauling the entire transmission system. Strap in. Today we're venturing into the electric jungle, where the EV lions, well, hum. Our first stop is Lucid Motors headquarters, dubbed Lucid One, a showroom that doubles as a tech enthusiast's paradise, showcasing the inner workings of electric motors. Enter Peter Rawlinson, Lucid's CEO and tech guru, who's not shy about touting Lucid's superior motor technology. However, Rawlinson and Elon Musk, once allies at Tesla, are now competitors in the EV arena. While Tesla churns out vehicles en masse, Lucid takes a boutique approach. But don't be fooled by the modest production numbers. Lucid is focused on efficiency and innovation. Despite a slight dip in EV sales, as reported by J.D. Power, Rawlinson remains optimistic, advocating for smarter, more efficient electric vehicles. Lucid's sanctuary mode offers a tranquil escape from the hustle of driving, while their digital detox provides a break from technology overload. Backed by substantial investment from Saudi Arabia's Sovereign Wealth Fund, Lucid is poised for the long haul, aiming for a leading role in the EV narrative. Fasten your seatbelts, because we're cruising into the electric avenues of the 2024 Auto China Motor Show in Beijing, where the latest and greatest EVs are on full display. The Arcfox Alpha S5 steals the spotlight with its high-voltage architecture and impressive performance, leaving range anxiety in the dust. The Avatur 12 boasts smart technology and an enviable range, all at a competitive price point. Honda flexes its electric muscles with the Yi GT concept, a powerhouse flanked by its stylish siblings, the Yi P7 and Yi S7. Mini teases us with the camouflaged Aceman, promising cool features beneath its mysterious exterior. Zeekr introduces the Mix, a minivan with a futuristic twist that's sure to turn heads. GWM's Aura 07 combines classic elegance with modern tech, reminiscent of a Bond film with a contemporary twist. This motor show is a testament to the bright future of electric vehicles, where innovation and speed go hand in hand. Gear up, everyone, because we're diving into the glamorous pool of the 2024 Best Hybrid and Electric Cars Awards, the Oscars of the eco-friendly automotive world. Hyundai makes a splash with three wins, including Best Electric SUV for the IONIQ 5, Best Electric Car for the IONIQ 6, and Best Hybrid SUV for the Tucson Hybrid. Volvo follows closely with luxury accolades for the XC40 Recharge and the S60 Recharge, showcasing their electric prowess. The Lucid Air continues its winning streak as the best luxury electric car, boasting incredible range and charging speed. The Ford F-150 Lightning claims the title of Best Electric Truck, proving that even America's favorite can embrace electrification. The Kia Sportage plug-in hybrid emerges as the best plug-in hybrid SUV, a newcomer that's quickly become a fan favorite. Rounding out the winners are the Toyota Camry Hybrid and the Lexus NX Hybrid, reliable choices for those seeking comfort and efficiency. This year's winners from US News are your guide to navigating the electric and hybrid car market with confidence. Ainsley Ingram. And that's a wrap on another electrifying episode of the EV Podcast. Thank you for tuning in and fueling the conversation with your enthusiasm for electric vehicles and sustainable tech. Each innovation, update, and discussion brings us closer to a cleaner, greener planet. Don't forget to subscribe and follow us wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss a beat. I'm Ainsley Ingram, reminding you to stay charged and ready for what's next.